Bdikat Chametz on the night of Erev Pesach is always full of drama, as one prepares a candle and a feather to go searching around the house for chametz. And the minhag is that people place pieces of chametz around the house so that when they go searching, they'll be able to find them. And this minhag is actually brought by the Rama at the end of Siman Taf Lamed Bet, where he says, the minhag is to place pieces of chametz around where the person searching will find them, so that the bracha that the person says on bedikat chametz won't be in vain. The assumption being that if a person says a bracha on bil chametz and then doesn't find any, that it would be the mitzvah hasn't been fulfilled and the bracha would be in vain. But the Rama concludes, it's not critical to put these pieces of chametz around the house, because really the intention of the bracha is that if you find any chametz, then you're going to burn it the next day. But if you don't find any chametz, then that's also fine. You've still actually checked properly. And the Taz, in his commentary, says that he thinks it's not a good practice to leave the pieces of chametz around the house, because there's a concern that perhaps somebody will hide a piece of chametz somewhere, and then the person doing the bedikah won't be able to find it, and the person who left it there can't remember exactly where they left it, and then you've got a rogue piece of chametz going round your house, or at least sitting in your house on Pesach. However, the Chok Yaakov, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, that he says, no, we shouldn't be mevatel such minhagim, and there are good reasons for this minhag of leaving the pieces of chametz around the house. Number one, he says, it'll remind the person to do the bittul, to annul the chametz the next day. We have to annul the chametz just before the end of the Zman on Erev Pesach, and it's easy to forget that, but if you've got chametz that you found with the bedika and that you have to burn it, so then when you burn it, you'll remember also to say the Kol Chamira nullification at that time. And he also says that it makes sure that a person checks their house properly when they do bedikat chametz, because if there's no chametz there to be found and a person's doing bedikat chametz, so they spend 10-15 minutes searching, they don't find anything, they think it's pointless, and they don't really do a bedika. But if they know there are X number of pieces of chametz around the house that they have to find, so then they're going to make sure that they do a proper bedika. That's Rav Osher Weiss in his Shelos and Shuvot Minchat Asha, Chelek Gimel Simon Lamed, tells us that in actual fact he thinks there could be three reasons why it is important to place the pieces of chametz around the house before you do bedikat chametz. Number one, he says that the house has already been cleaned very thoroughly, and you know full well that there's no chametz there. So in a case where you know full well that there's no chametz, then maybe there's no din of bedikat chametz. A place where you're absolutely certain that there wasn't chametz put there, there's no obligation to check. And you've checked, cleaned this place really thoroughly, so you know there's no chametz. So unless you place the chametz around the house, then maybe it would indeed be a bracha levatala, because there's no need to actually check this area. Secondly, he says that you might well have already fulfilled the mitzvah of bedikat chametz. It's true that ideally bedikat chametz should be done on the night of Erev Pesach, but there are circumstances under which one can do it beforehand, and certainly if one did it beforehand, then one has actually fulfilled the mitzvah. And even though just Pesach cleaning, in the perhaps classical sense, doesn't necessarily equate to a bedikat chametz, nevertheless, cleaning really thoroughly, that's with a vacuum cleaner and with brooms and checking behind things with your hands, etc., and checking in every area, so then that might well count as being a bedikat chametz already done. So then when you do it a second time, it would certainly be a bracha levatala. And the third consideration is that there are some achronim who say that if a place is cleaned more than 3 days before Pesach, then it gets the status of having being an area where chametz is not taken into, and therefore one doesn't need to do bedikat chametz there. So because of these three considerations, Rav Osher Weiss is of the opinion that one actually does need to have the chametz placed around the house so that one is doing a proper bedikah. It did occur to me that in actual fact that even though it might be true generally speaking, that perhaps the area, most of the areas that one is checking, don't need a bedikat chametz any longer for one of these three reasons. Nevertheless, if one leaves an area which is as yet unchecked, even if it's only a person's briefcases and school bags and things like that, where or their desk drawers where they might well have put chametz during the course of the year, then one still would need to do a bedikah with a bracha there. One could say the bracha and do the bedikah on those areas, and that would certainly fulfill the requirement of bedikah chametz and the requirement for the bracha, and then also do the other areas as well without necessarily leaving the pieces of bread around. But minhag Yisrael Torahi, and it is definitely a well-established and long-established custom to leave the pieces of chametz around the house before doing bedikah chametz. Ad kan.